Well, there's a claim from the rebels that there are 50 casualties on the government side. There's no way to verify that, and we haven't heard anything from the regime about casualties. We believe this was the Islamic Front because they are the source for all the pictures. The rather dramatic image of this huge shower of masonry being thrown high into the air over Aleppo comes from them. It's also well known that they've tunnelled under the hotel. They did it a year ago, trying to blow up the hotel a year ago. It's not clear what exactly the target was. Clearly the hotel was demolished, but it might be that the Islamic Front were trying to destroy the tunnels they themselves built a year ago to stop those tunnels being used by government forces. There are also reports about troops being killed. That may be slightly the wrong term, since we are told by local people that this was not the Syrian army in that hotel, but the paramilitary Shabiha, or ghosts, who are much feared and much hated in opposition areas. So the details are still a little sketchy. What it does tell you is how fierce and intense the struggle for Aleppo remains. It's been 2 years of fighting there now. The front lines have hardly moved, although the rebels have made some incremental gains over the past few weeks and months. Perhaps the government was about to hit back if the claim that we're hearing from the ground about these tunnels being destroyed to stop a government offensive is true.